Let me say right off the get-go, I'm no spring chicken, although my behavior might lead folks to think I'm in late-stage adolescence. I never went through a midlife crisis, never left the missus for a college intern, didn't buy a sports car, and never thought I should have gotten a career, or even a job. In other words, I feel pretty young. Or at least did until these past few months, and no, it wasn't COVID that made my bones feel brittle and my mind sort of squishy. It was all the folks around me who have cancers and aneurysms and busted appendixes and chronic back pains and diabetes and bipolar disorders. For the first time in my 71 years on this planet, folks I know are dying, some younger than me, most through no fault of their own, just bad luck, crummy genes, who knows. Something in the water, toxins in the house, crap in the air. Don't ask me, I'm not a doctor, and you couldn't pay me to play one on TV. But mortality sits perched on my shoulder these past few months. A black crow, or a shadow of one. A dark daily companion right out of Poe. Hard to shake, impossible to ignore. I just put my 98-year-old father into an assisted living complex. Hard to feel bad for a guy who's about to hit the century mark. Unless, you know, you're one of those who want to live forever. All I can say is be careful what you wish for. Quality of life diminishes a bit for the Methuselahs of this world. Volunteer at one of these places and see if you still want extended longevity when you piss 200 times a day and you eat more meds than food. Me, I'll pack it in when the checkout time arrives and the maid needs to change the bedding for the next guest. Not to sound morose, mind you, just that we all have a Best Buy date. And I'm okay with that. But, damn it, these early birds leaving lately, well, it's a phase of life, apparently, that's here to stay. Maybe I should consider that sports car after all.